Horror. Straight narration. Slightly creepy. It was hard to see, and she kept her eyes on the ground, not wanting to trip over a rock or branch or crack in the cement. The walkway curved, then straightened, opening out onto a flat expanse of concrete. She looked up. A man was standing at the bottom of the steps, in front of Royce Hall, facing her. Terry quickened her pace. His form was little more than a silhouette, but something about the man seemed off, though for several seconds she couldn't figure out exactly what it was. She finally decided that it was the disquieting way he just stood there, unmoving, in what seemed a strangely formal, almost militaristic stance. Paranormal romance. A ghost who can't be seen yet is seducing a man.
"Good," she whispered. "Now you can relax a little more."
"Wait, what are your intentions here?" She didn't reply. I leaned back again and tried to relax. She finally spoke.
"If you're ready."
I took a deep breath and tried to relax all at once. It was like being blindfolded and anxiously anticipating what was going to happen next. "You're touching the side of my face, on the left side. Now my right. This kind of feels nice. You're rubbing your finger down my chest, then back up each side again. I can feel you on the outside of my arm, now on the other arm. I feel your touch on both sides of my face." She whispered,
"Open your eyes."
I opened them and was looking directly into hazel eyes, not 2 inches away from my face. She leaned closer and touched her lips to mine. Young adult fantasy.
"You were lost in a book," he repeated.
"What do you mean I was lost in a book?"
"The world you and your grandfather lived in for the last decade was a fiction," Gideon declared. "Everyone you knew there, your teachers, your schoolmates, was a character in a book. Your apartment, the city, everything."
Bella raised her eyebrows, crossing her arms over her chest.
"Really?"
"This book was written by a man named Balthazar Squibb," he continued, ignoring her doubting expression.
Bella's eyes widened.
"The Chronicles of Collins Dansworth," she recalled. "That's the book Grandpa gave me."
Fantasy, sci-fi. A Russian professor talks with the main protagonist.
"Why did you subject yourself to the selection?"
"I thought it was an open selection. I went to support a friend."
"Have you ever known a selection to be an open process?"
"I haven't paid much attention to them in the past," Tolan answered honestly. "As you said, I have had no formal shaping education."
Master Sartan chuckled.
"I imagine that is true. I am surprised they didn't share with you that you were not merely a spectator when you arrived."
"They tried to tell me that," he said,
but he'd been stubborn, too stubborn to pay much attention.
"They didn't warn you that facing a selection untrained could be dangerous?"